Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2101, First State Paving.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of construction equipment and vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 6.61 acres more or less. The property is located on the east side of Iron Branch Road, Road 331, approximately 2,500 feet northeast of Main Street in Dagsboro. The 911 address is 31005 Iron Branch Road, Dagsboro. The tax map is District 233. Map 11, Parcel 17, and it's a portion of that. Staff would note that submitted for the record are a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also, the results of the DLDOT staff and service level evaluation, and we also received two letters, which I'll get into the record. One is from Herman and Darlene Mathis. They are writing to oppose conditional use 2101, that the owners of the property were previously granted a condition 2027 in September 29th, 2015 for retail gun shop and gunsmithing. They feel the home business already in place and the addition of another commercial venture storage of construction equipment and vehicles is definitely out of character with this property. In addition, the number of construction vehicles traveling to and from the property every day could adversely affect the neighboring properties, and we would request one condition, if approved, to be a limited number of vehicles that can be stored on the property at any one time. We also have another letter from Charles and Diane Cordry. It's my wife and I live directly across the highway. My neighbor Stuart Jones came over to visit us and ask us if we had any problems with his friend parking his construction equipment on his land. I asked him how many vehicles were to be parked because we didn't want it to be a large company like Melvin Joseph or George Lentz. His reply to me was, what you'd seen over there in the last 2 months is what you will see in the future. One or two trucks and a carrier, which is parked probably 200 feet from the road, past his place of business down from the chicken house, and told him that they did not have any problems with that arrangement. And again, those are the two letters we have, in one support and one in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
I'm Evan Maynard. I live at 24454 Pine Needle Court, Seaford, Delaware. And we are just a small little local business. We don't have a lot of employees or a lot of equipment or trucks, but we were previously parking on job sites. We're having trouble with vandalism and stuff being took and just messed with. So I was always currently looking for some kind of place to stage just a few trucks and a few pieces of equipment so it wouldn't have to be on job sites to be damaged. My friend Stuart Jones offered that I could park the stuff there to maintain the property and keep the lanes graded. And, you know, it's not a working chicken farm, but there's chicken houses there and lanes and stuff and ditches that have to be maintained occasionally. So what I've been doing is trying to keep up grading, leveling the properties in the parking areas and the lanes. And there's very few in and out. We show up about 7:30. We take the one or two vehicles that might be there. We're gone all day, and then we return anywhere from 5 to 6 o'clock in the evening. It's just basically a staging area. There's no business being done there. There's no office. There's no anything to conduct business or customers or anything like that. Just four or five employees at the most coming in and out of there during the morning and the afternoon.
Okay. We'll see if anyone here has any questions regarding your application. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
Yes. You're saying your employees would come there and park their vehicles during the day, get in your trucks and equipment, and leave?
There's about four guys. They usually show up in one vehicle. The one guy usually picks everybody up and comes there. And then, yes, there's typically either a four-door pickup truck and or a small dump truck. don't have a fleet of trucks. We have just one small six-wheel dump truck, and maybe two or three trailers could be there at any time. And when I say trailers, not tractor trailers, just small flatbeds for pulling. We're not doing roads or big heavy equipment. It's just small driveways, stuff like those developments that you're talking about, the little 60 by 20 driveways that go in those developments. That's what we specialize in.
Okay, and will you be parking the vehicles where this picture depicts here?
I'm familiar with the picture. Yeah, yes.
Okay, and then that's the only place they'll be parked?
Yes.
Okay. Hours of operation again, can you go over that?
Around 7:30 is when they show up, and usually around between 5 and 6 they return.
Okay, what days of the week?
Monday through Friday, maybe one Saturday every once in a while. They're usually wore out between Friday. can't get nobody to work Saturday, so not very often on Saturdays.
Okay, and the only thing you'll be doing there is just storing equipment?
Yes, we don't conduct any business there. We're not dealing with customers or anything like that. We don't even really do maintenance there. Bunning and Sharkey's Garage in Bridgeville does most of my maintenance, so it's not like we're tearing things apart and leaving junk all over the place.
Okay, there'll be no piles of pavement or anything like that,
no,
or stones?
No, sir. The people I work for, like Shell Brothers, they have places for us to dispose of that on their job sites.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Mr. Wheatley?
Thank you. Can you describe again the equipment that will be on the site?
There'll be a small six-wheel dump truck.
Okay.
There's going to be a small paver. Nothing like you see on the roads, like you see them doing Route 13 or 113. It's a small thing, about 8 foot wide, maybe 6 foot deep. Small roller, an average size skid steer, and about a 25, 26 foot long trailer. And then some implements, maybe an extra bucket for the machinery and stuff like that.
Basically four pieces of equipment then?
Yes, I have two rollers, so there might be an extra roller sitting there or something like that, but there's not, I don't have a fleet or road graders or bulldozers or anything like that.
Are you doing, I know you have folks that do maintenance that you contract with, but do you do any of your own oil changing or
no,
anything that might?
My guys make their living with the shovel. They're not very mechanically inclined. So I let the pros do what they do, and we do what we do.
Okay, and will there be any measures to deal with any seepage of oil or asphalt or anything that might come while these machines
sit? Never brought
sit?
To the site. The trucks are washed out and cleaned in between loads at the asphalt plants. So there's really never any material ever brought, other than maybe some gravel or stone to maintain the property. We have dropped a small amount of stone and used it to fill in potholes and grade and level and touch up. There's about a 300-foot lane coming in off of the Iron Branch Road back to where we're parking, about 30 foot wide. So we keep that maintained. And
so there's no storage of materials at all?
No.
Any kind?
No.
Okay. I have no other questions, Mr. Ross.
Mr. Hopkins?
So would it be correct to say that, generally speaking, I think, let me back up, when I look at this picture, it looks like the equipment isn't, maybe it is, anyhow. For the most part, when you load the equipment up at the end of the day, the paver and the roller, and you put it on the trailer, you drive the trailer to this location.
Yes.
And it looks like you don't even have to back up. You can almost just get in there and do a U-turn.
Yeah,
and
there's plenty of room for us to swing around and then face. I always like to face the road. So,
right. So there's really early in the morning. Generally speaking, I'm assuming you don't even have to, unless you have to change out a roller, you just start it. The rig back up and you
literally
go to the next
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
And the reason I ask these questions is we've had some recent requests for conditional use for equipment and backup alarms were a concern for the neighbors. So I'm just trying to get a feel for, you know, the likelihood of even the trade. It looks like, well, I don't want to keep putting answers in, but do you think, generally speaking, you wouldn't even have to back the truck up in the mornings?
No, I mean, there's at least 100 foot wide, I would say, back there, where when we pull in the evenings, they just swing around and literally just, there's plenty of room for a truck and a trailer to pull around. Remember, it was a chicken farm, so there's plenty of room for those bigger, much bigger trucks than us coming in there.
Just like it shows on the picture.
Yes.
Okay, so another, I guess, concern that we've seen in the last couple of months with similar requests, the backup alarm is one. The other one is the actual time that you're going to roll out in the morning, because if you tell us 7:30 and we rate it up for 7:30, then that's what you have to live with. You can't leave at 7:25. So you have to think that through carefully, make sure that, you know.
I wouldn't say that was carved into a piece of granite, but the places we go to, we're working in places where we can't show up early anyway.
Can't start till 8.
Yeah, the job sites that we go to, like I said, we're for example, one of the contracts we have is Shell Brothers. You can't go in one of the developments at 6 o'clock in the morning and start rattling cages. They get a lot of phone calls. So the communities that we work in, they have ordinances and time limits when you can start work. The earliest are usually 8 o'clock.
And what about a skid steer? Do you also have skid steer?
Mm-hmm.
So is that all on pretty much the same trailer?
Yes.
All three pieces are on.
Well, we do have a small trailer to pull the skid steer if necessary, but it's just one of the small bobcat or landscape type trailers.
So that's like maybe the second vehicle and trailer. And you can get that one generally turned around and straight pointed out so that you don't have backup alarms in the morning?
Well, on the pickup trucks and the dump truck, there is no backup alarms. The skid steers have backup alarms, but they're always on the trailer, at least at the shop, unless we're actually maintaining or doing the maintenance for the property.
Gotcha. I don't think I have any other questions. Thanks.
Okay.
Mrs. Hoey-Stevenson.
I think you gentlemen did a lovely job. I think you've answered all my questions. It's all going to be outside. Nothing's going to be enclosed. And it's already there, I take it?
Yeah, everything's there. The chicken houses have been there for...
No, I mean your trucks. You're already parking there.
Oh, yes. We've been there for, almost a year? 6 months? 8 months? Something like that. Yeah.
You're not asking to add more, just what's there now? What you're parking now is what you're planning to continue parking? Okay, that's all I wanted to do. Okay, thank you.
Did you require a sign of any kind? Are you okay?
I hadn't planned. I mean, the truck has lettering on it. I hadn't considered a sign. I don't know if that's unacceptable. I certainly won't play with the idea, but we haven't had one, no.
Well, you're permitted, one sign, 32 square feet, as you heard earlier. Perhaps we should just include that as an option if he decides to put it in the future, if we should approve the project, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions? Mrs. Walls?
None for me,
thanks.
Ms.
Mr. Robertson?
None for me.
No, okay. We have a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of conditional use 2101 First State Paving? Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2101 First State Paving? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions? Staff?
No.
We're going to close the public record, our public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, or you may call the office in the morning to see if we make a decision. Our next item on the agenda